Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to the last issue of 2013 for Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
Technically, it's January 1st. You might still be hungover from New Year's partying. This is Arnie.
This is Justin.
And we have a couple guests joining us again today for our year-in-review, year-in-preview show. We have podcast enhancer Shane.
Hello, everybody.
And then superhero fun time, Jeff.
Yeah, wow. Hello.
That's my ringtone, by the way.
Is it?
Hey, Leopardon!
You know, it's good that I'm glad you clarified that, Marjorie, because for a second there, I thought we were pulling a Hasbro and rebranding the podcast next year.
It's a repack.
So we are back to take a look at all the rest of Marvel Collecting. Our first year in review show was Hasbro specific, but there were a lot of other toys this year that took a lot of my money. Hasbro kind of had a lighter year with figures, and I was able to spend some of that money over with Diamond, with their Diamond Select figures, a line that I like that they don't do too many, and it makes it really easy to be all in and just get like five or six figures a year. I mean, this year they've done some of the best. That Venom. I just can't talk enough about that Venom. The movie Iron Man, Iron Patriot, the movie Thor, an incredible Chris Hemsworth likeness, and Colossus, Juggernaut. I mean, just so many good figures, either released or, in the case of Juggernaut, re-released this year.
Yeah, I still pick and choose over there, and I have to agree, that Venom is probably the best figure that they've ever done as far as what I can tell. I don't own all of them, but just all the extra pieces and parts. You could own four of those Venoms and have four unique ways to display them.
Now, speaking of extra pieces and parts, you forgot that Hugh Jackman Wolverine. That's a pretty damn good figure. I mean, from any angle. The only drawback, and I guess maybe it's not a drawback to half of the population, is that he has no shirt. But
I don't really think that's a drawback.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I would say maybe three quarters, because, you know, you guys have a few that also appreciate it. And I think as even just straight males that are manly men, you could appreciate the beauty of Hugh Jackman.
I appreciate that he ate nothing but, like, sushi for a while.
He didn't eat rice. What are you talking about? You don't get that body by eating rice. You don't eat carbs.
Just the tuna.
You know, speaking of which, I think I need to amend a comment that I made a few shows back. How I said that Wolverine or Hugh Jackman is kind of timeless and he doesn't age that much.
He ages.
Yeah, I happened to catch the original X-Men on TV last week. And
he has a baby face.
Yeah, that was young Hugh Jackman. And now he's looking, you know, like he's got a few more road miles on him.
It's grizzled.
He is grizzled.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think the way that he looks now is much more fitting of the character. I mean, you go back to, like, X2, the beginning part where he's in, you know, the Alaskans or the Himalayas, wherever. I suck at geography, but, you know, he's in the snow staring at that wolf, and he's got, like, that horrible, horrible Wolverine wig, and it's, like, just all brushed back. And he looks like – he just looks odd there, but, like – you know, Wolverine, in The Wolverine, he looks like it. I mean, he looks like the, you know, he's just rough, ready to go. He's cool. He looks better now. Let him play the role as long as he lives.
And he just might.
Yeah, I like the Juggernaut. It's a really large figure. The only thing I was disappointed in is that the helmet doesn't come off. I think there was a previous exclusive on that. I don't know if it was in Marvel Select or not, but awesome figure. I love the backdrop. It comes with a little backdrop stand. Just a really well thought out and designed figure. So
that Juggernaut was the very first Diamond Select Marvel figure I ever got.
Yeah, it's pound for pound worth every dime.
Absolutely.
Hey, the Agent Venom figure, was that earlier this year or was that late last year?
That was late last year, actually.
Forget him. He sucks. He didn't come out this year. He's no good. He's great.
But I know a lot of people are really hoping that he gets re-released. He is crazy on the secondary market right now.
Well, with Diamond Select, you can always hope that there'll be re-release. I mean, look at what happened to Anti-Venom. You know, just a year ago, people were paying 50, 60, 70 bucks for him on eBay, and now he's sitting around for 20 bucks on Amazon.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Cooler.
And, you know, with Sony announcing the, Venom spinoff and the Sinister Six spinoff, I'm sure that'll come out again.
Good point, although they'll probably also do movie character versions of that. But they did take the Disney exclusive Thor from that same time and make him a general release. I could see them doing that with Agent Venom. The demand is there. And unlike some of their older ones, like The Watcher, where the molds are so long gone, he's new enough that they'd still have that mold around. But what about the Mini-Mates? I know last show, Shane, you mentioned the Mini-Mates that came out. I am not all in on Mini-Mates, but I find that, especially with Hasbro doing less movie figures now, I'm getting more Mini-Mate movie figures now. Like, with the Wolverine, Mini-Mates did a lot of characters that Hasbro never touched. We got so many versions of the Wolverine, and then we also got the movie Mariko and Yukio and all of these really cool characters from the film, and they were my only avenue to get them in action figure form. I wish they were a little bit more realistic, but I like the Mini-Mate style.
Nobody's collecting Mini-Mates?
I do, but again, I'm very select with what I buy. I'm definitely all in on anything Iron Man. The San Diego Comic-Con exclusive was one of my favorites of this year.
Oh, that was great, and such a stab in the gut when it went on clearance.
Yeah, I held out. Because usually Mini-Mates, you should hold out. I thank you, Cooler.
For me, Mini-Mates are always in that realm of, geez, I've been to the store so many times and haven't found anything new to buy. Maybe I'll pick up some Mini-Mates. And I think this last year, they kind of got ping-ponged around because every time I was ready to buy a Mini-Mate, something else popped up and took my attention away. You know, if it was the Avengers Assemble wave hitting Toys R Us or the Thor 2 figures hitting, it was never their time for me this year. But I did spend some time looking at the different Iron Man armors, and I was tempted. The Heartbreak armor looked pretty cool, and I probably might go back and pick up a few of those once it's all said and done.
Yeah, I've been meaning to pick up some of the the funny thing with Mini-Mates is that they have a Toys R Us line and they have a general comic store release line. And I've only seen them in Toys R Us so far. I'm sure they're in comics, but is the ones based on the Marvel Now lines. You've got like the Marvel Now Iron Man that's in the black and gold armor, and he's paired with Hulk, and he's got like a bunch of armor on as well. And it's not the Iron Man armor, it's just like...
No, it's Hulk's own armor, yeah.
Yeah, so I bought that one. And I keep meaning to find, if I can find it, I want that, the Nova that comes with Venom. But that's always sold out. They always have tons of, you know, Hawkeye and Black Widow and, Wolverine and Sauron? Or is that another older line? Can't remember. But they never have that one in stock. And then, you know, I look a couple paces over to the left and there's some other figure that I want instead. So I go, okay, I'll get the Mini-Mates later.
See, and I think that when you look at the comic-based ones, the guys at Diamond get it, the way David Vonner gets it, the way nobody else at Hasbro seems to get it. The fact that you want a Sauron, you know, and it doesn't have to be your whole line, but you need to kind of dig deep in there, and that you need to do a little bit more than just tie into the latest thing. And that's something else that I like about the Mini-Mates is their depth of characters. I skip some of them because I don't need all those characters. I skipped the Age of Ultron box set. As much as I love the Ultron in it, and they did the Angela figure. I mean, they're on the cutting edge with the current comics, but they're also going deep in the roster. But I picked up the Superior Spider-Man and Translucent Electro and things like that. It seems like I either get the whole wave, though, or I get none. I very rarely pick up just one pack from a wave because they usually theme them.
Yeah, I think it's really great how what accessories they put with them, too. And they really try to give you more without charging you more. So, I mean, for me... I'm always appreciative to open up the box and find those hidden gems in there, extra guns and head swaps. And like Mr. Fantastic, some years back, you got the stretchable arms, and it's always like, you know, coming down Christmas Day and finding more stuff under the tree when you open up a box of Mini-Mates.
And then, I mean, speaking of character selection, I've recently been reorganizing my collection, putting more stuff out and moving stuff around, and I didn't realize exactly how many Funko bobbleheads had come out this year when you start counting those variants until I stacked them all in a corner. And, Jeff, I'll be photographing them and opening them someday. And, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Master of Funko.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to love the glow-in-the-dark photos, the long exposure ones that I haven't had the fun of doing since the Spider-Man figures of last year.
You know, those are always fun anyway. And, you know, I only own one of them, but I remember that when you got that that orange and blue Deadpool, and I looked at the pictures and I went, something went wrong here, because I had no idea about that color version of it. I thought, wait a minute, what happened? His reds just like all went downhill. What do I do? Ah, I'll pass it off over to here. You take care of this one, Jen.
Yeah, I've been bit by the Funko bug a little bit more this year than in years past. And it might be because there were so many Deadpools this year. You know, I end up with more Deadpools than I knew were out there. And I also got, you know, a non-bobbling head Wolverine figure as well.
I picked that up. You know what I can't find is the bobbling version. They claimed a bobbling version would come out. I've been going to comic stores and Barnes and Nobles everywhere, and just they're all the firm heads. My only problem is sometimes I feel like I'm overpaying for the Funko bobbleheads. Like the rare error variant Deadpool that's supposed to glow in the dark, but they screwed up so only his head glows in the dark, and the comic store that got him got to keep the variant rare errors, of which there are less than 50 in existence, so I paid $50 for him.
However, didn't you end up with another one somehow? Because we were having a great Funko come to Jesus moment a few weeks ago when we were going through and realizing the enormity of your Funko problem. Do you remember that day?
I do.
And it was, and you had some that weren't what you thought they were, and you may have been scammed by that lady.
I don't think I was scammed. I think I may have just bought some duplicates, and I may have more than I think I do. Like, oh, I don't have this one. Oh, wait, I do. Like, I ordered from, here's another case. Before San Diego Comic-Con, I ordered the exclusive from Toy-Con in the Philippines, Iron Man Mark 42 Unmasked. And it was $30. And then it was at San Diego Comic-Con with just a different sticker on the box.
Yeah, that happened a lot this year where it was where you discovered that anybody with a .com or an email address could have a Funko exclusive if they had, you know, $1,500 and the will to do it.
It's more than $1,500, but I will tell the listeners, we almost decided to invest in a Marvelicious Toys exclusive bobblehead. It was within the realm of possibility. It's not all that hard.
Maybe we'll do a Kickstarter campaign for it and do one that way.
Ooh.
I think you may have discovered it, Justin.
Uh-huh. You know, Marjorie, you said something that Arnie had an enormous Funko problem. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen in some of these other lines, they do kind of like Kubrick does, like the 400% or 1,000% size of these Funko?
No.
Like, I think have you seen that? There's a Daryl Dixon from Walking Dead. But the point being, the idea is already out there, and they might start doing it to Marvel figures as well. Would you be in on those?
Oh, I'm sure he would. What is he not in on? Come on, Justin.
Titan figures and superhero swap limb figures and
yet.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Action.
Crapped in action.
But I don't know. I'd have to see. It would depend upon character selection. I think they've done some good ones this year. I think with the Marvel ones, though, they're kind of phoning it in a little bit. But I do think that the Red Hulk was a standout figure with the beady yellow eyes.
That's the one I bought.
Yeah, but you have a Hulk problem.
Yeah, but he's cool. And he's red. He's big, 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 and he's red, red, red.
And if you keep watching, though, maybe they'll have a glow-in-the-dark variant and a metallic paint variant, and then this would be the ultimate, a black-and-white Red Hulk variant.
with comic variant blood spatter?
Besides, I mean, come on, Marjorie, you can't complain about my Funko problem when I quite clearly have a much worse Hot Toys problem.
That is true. I don't complain about it. I just like to tease you about it. That's all. It just so happens that one of our friends likes to come over and tease you about it as well.
I mean, before Christmas, I kid you not, I really, and I said this on Star Wars Action News, so if you listen to both, forgive me for repeating the statement, but I kind of think that somebody at Sideshow is like realizing, crap, it's the holidays. I need to get my wife a car. Ship everything. I don't care if it's ready. I got six shipment notifications from Sideshow within 2 weeks before Christmas. Thank Whoa. God I flex pay because it was $2,000.
Whoa.
There were four hot toys, a premium format Chewbacca, so not Marvelicious toys.
Well, he could be Sasquatch.
And then, actually, I think it was five Marvel hot toys. There was Tony Stark the Mechanic. There was two Mark 42s, Power Pose and Regular. There was the Midas armor. I'm blanking on what the sixth one was, but they shipped a lot right before
Christmas. But you're not buying the NASCAR Tony Stark, right?
Well, they haven't done NASCAR Tony, but I would be all over
but
that.
But I thought that's the one with the flannel shirt.
That's not NASCAR. That's Hick. That's, NASCAR would be him in the racing outfit from part two.
No, that is not NASCAR that he was racing.
Formula One.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Formula One, classy. NASCAR, not.
Gassy.
You know what? I might have skipped. I might have skipped the
mechanic
Tony Stark in that outfit. I almost skipped the mechanic Tony Stark one, and I didn't. And I might have skipped this Tony Stark. What is the official name of that one? Does anyone on the call remember the Tony Stark with cowboy hat? It's Rose Hill version.
Wow.
And he comes with the camo baseball cap and a flannel shirt and the red vest.
This is Deliverance Tony Stark. What the hell?
Here's the truly funny part. Is remember how I used to make fun of War Machine, the black and white War Machine they did?
That you ended up buying?
Why did I buy it? Because it was exclusive to Milk Magazine. This Rose Hill Tony Stark.
Wait, Milk?
Yeah,
really?
Milk. Yeah, Milk.
Was
yeah.
it all about Milk?
Hence why I came up with the Machine, the dairy theme.
I'm sorry that Milk Magazine just sounds like it'd be a magazine about jugs or something. Not Milk Jugs. Well,
no, that's
I guess
MILF Magazine.
It's a lactation fetishist magazine.
Yeah. That's what.
Every Tony Stark figure is a MILF Magazine Tony Stark.
But this is an exclusive version, and I'm afraid that if I don't buy him when he's retail,
nobody will.
I know that you're all in on the hot toys, but I mean, come on. This sounds like the reason that the people have gotten into business is because you're out there willing to buy it.
It's really funny / sad that when I got into hot toys and go, I'm all in, they were only doing like four a year.
And now they do them all a year?
Now they've shipped four in 5 days.
Coincidence? I think so.
Shane, back me up. You're heavy in hot toys.
I'm sorry, you're on your own with that one. No Rose Hill here.
This Tony sounds like an outfit pack, Arnie. Like, are you ending up buying like a Ken doll with outdoor rugged gear?
Somebody posted that on our page. Is that and Scott Hume posted that. He said that it's time with this Rose Hill version to revisit the action figure versus doll question and why this isn't just an outfit.
I know Baron's got to be screaming in his iPod right now listening to this.
It all comes down to the shoes. Does he come with a cool pair of shoes that you can't get anywhere else?
I think he comes with cowboy boots.
No, it's like workman's shoes. It's rugged, like possibly even that Wolverine brand of steel-toed boot.
Steel-toed chukka boots.
But he has an exclusive Hello Kitty watch.
That's true.
Nice.
It's limited edition.
Yeah.
But while there have been a couple of misses, I mean, it's funny that you guys are all ganging up on me when it was Justin who bought the mechanic before I did.
Hey, the mechanic's cool. That comes with like a badass staple gun type thing.
And really cool shoes. Did you check out his shoes?
See, we don't pick on Justin for what he buys. There's just an underwritten rule that we have that we only pick on Arnie.
I usually skate by.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not start a new tradition in the new year.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something, though. And it may be what you guys have already been saying at this point. I think Hot Toys might have been a little too much, too young, too fast this year.
They're going to flood the market, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not that they're too fast for love.
Well, they are in Asia.
Well.
I like it more if they do some different characters. They just really, I can't think of any word other than exploited the Iron Man 3 license.
Yeah, more so than any other license to date.
This is Hot Toys human trafficking.
But definitely, I mean, the movie exploited the armors, and Hot Toys was right behind them doing all the armors they could, and to have two plainclothes Tony Starks from the same movie is a little bit out of control. You know, they could have put all that outfit stuff into one pack and made it okay, but, you know, my bigger problem is we talked about this before. I've been waiting for my Iron Patriot since, last February? It's their lead time, that by the time you end up getting your hands on a figure, the hype for that movie is long gone.
True. Like I said, just before Christmas, two Mark 42s. Still no Iron Patriot. I bet it's coming soon, though.
You know what would be nicer is if, I don't know if somebody does this like on Etsy or eBay, just sell the clothes. Like, you're right. Somebody needs
but
to
you
sell
still need the body.
You can get the bodies. That would be great, like they do with Captain Action.
Well, I do have an entire Black Sabbath outfit for Tony Stark, and I'm looking on eBay so I can just get one with a light-up chest, as I'm not Jason and don't have that awesome customizing skill.
But you don't need that anymore. He fixed that.
That's not fun. I'm right back at that honest trailer. Tony Stark is regular man. The thing that pisses me off, though, is I've ordered how many marks of Iron Man armor, and they came so quick. There was a lull. I ordered the Power Pose Mark 42 after we all talked about the Power Pose series, but remember, they hadn't put up the movie masterpiece Mark 42 yet, but there was no Hot Toys activity. They announced a year and a half ago they have the X-Men First Class license. Where's my Mystique? Where's my Beast? Where's my groovy X-Men? Where's Marjorie's Fassbender?
Where's my Rose Byrne?
That one they might be holding off until this new X-Men movie. You know, they might have been right in between, like, you know, the two movies and thought, well, let's just hold off until the next one now. But if that's the case, I hope they have the cool outfits from the end of the first one.
Oh, those movie outfits were so awesome.
That Hasbro never made them really makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. I just want a James McAvoy action figure. That's all I want. James McAvoy anything. Because then I can make my starter for 10 diorama. No one's seen that movie.
It's a good movie. They should
see it.
It
is a great movie.
Well, Arnie, we know you're like kind of the exception to the rule when it comes to Hot Toys. You are all in across all the properties. But I can see...
Oh, just the Marvel ones, though.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying, all the different movie properties. But I can see somebody being more character-focused. You know, if you're just an Iron Man fan, it was still a heavy year there. But let's say you're just an Avengers fan. There was still plenty of stuff over the last year that was trickling out from Avengers, you know? And we're going to... Geez, I'm sure we're going to see some Spider-Man stuff. And definitely going to see some...
That's what it was. My Amazing Spider-Man figure just shipped.
Oh my God, you scared me.
Man, you know they timed that for the release of the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And so, yeah, we're going to be seeing some Guardians of the Galaxy stuff pretty soon, which means, hey, are we getting Hot Toys Rocket Raccoon?
You'd have to buy them.
I would anyway, without your encouragement.
Okay.
But they did kind of, so far, hold back on Thor 2. I mean, they just did two Thors. They could have very easily given us another Loki. I mean, he's a fan favorite character. And that wouldn't have been very hard on them, because they could have used the same bodies. Now, to do a curse or a dark elf, they'd have to do more sculpting. And I'm not saying we might not see those. Thor 2 was a very successful film, and it took them a while to get the Chitauri sculpt right, so maybe a year from now I'll be ordering a Dark Elf and a curse, and probably 400 for that curse, and I'll be cursing them. But
I question that we haven't seen anything on any of those. I mean, at least with the... It took a while for the Chitauri, but we saw the sculpt a long time ago. We at least knew they were in the pipeline. You're right. I think they might have skipped over Thor 2 for the most part.
I don't know, though. With Thor 1, after the fact, they ended up coming out with Odin and...
True.
But... What about, I mean, I'm all in on Hot Toys, but we know Justin's preferring Play Imaginative, and Shane is a Hot Toys collector, and Jeff, what do you guys think about that license?
Wait a second, so Justin prefers something that hasn't shipped yet, that he hasn't held in his hand?
You always want what you don't have.
I'm mad they took my money and I still haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I mean, not to spoil the year-end review or anything, but Play Imaginative is the company that I would be looking most forward to their product if they would have gotten it out this last year. But hey, here we are, 2014, still no product.
I find it very funny, but I saw a nomination form for Best Company of the Year, and they were on it, and I almost posted, they haven't shipped anything yet, then realized they did ship some DC stuff.
Yeah, they got those metallic Superman and Green Lanterns out there, I think.
Yeah, that's why I have to take a wait and see attitude with them, because, I mean, honestly, I'm a bit of a Green Lantern fan. That figure is fantastic, and if it wasn't so much, I would have ordered it right away. But, I mean, if that's the level of type of stuff that they can do, stop snickering. I hear you snickering. But yeah, I mean, they looked so good, and they have so much promise. And when you get right down to it, you're doing a 6-inch figure, mostly die-cast metal with electronics. I'm not surprised to see that, you know, delays will happen. For all I know, they could be having some sort of manufacturing, you know, mix-up. Something could easily go wrong there. But at the same time, it is kind of crappy that they wouldn't go on to notify the people who have already given them money about that sort of thing. So
that's the problem I have. A simple mass email that says, hey, thanks so much for ordering. We've had a few delays. This is when you can expect your product. That's all they need to do.
Right. And I think that's the biggest issue here. I don't think I'm going to, once I have these in my hand, I don't think I'm going to have any problem with the quality or the craftsmanship. It's that they're a Japanese company, and apparently they're not working with a good enough English-speaking company to get all that message out there. They're just kind of letting it hang in the ether for now.
Maybe they're working with Max Factory. God, those Avengers figures are never going to come out. For those of you, I guess nobody got it. But the they were posted on our Facebook like probably this past summer. Max Factory, they're the ones who manufacture Figma, and they have an amazing Spider-Man 6-inch figure, and then they have the full Avengers movie 6-inch figures. The pictures that we saw last, they're, you know, if you go back to like June or July, they're in there, but they were great prototypes that they showed off at one of the conventions this past summer, and they looked fantastic. But the problem with them is that historically, when they put out stuff, it takes forever for it to actually materialize in stores. So when they show these off at these conventions, everybody looked at them and said, wow, these look awesome. They really do. But the problem is, we'll probably be lucky to actually see them before Avengers Age of Ultron comes out in theaters. So that's for like the two of you who understand that sort of thing there. You know, Greg, glad you had a chuckle at it. The rest of you, I'm sorry.
And this is why you host Superhero Fun Time. And spend a lot of my money. I picked up some Bandai items, and I may have pre-ordered those Avengers figures that are coming out to tie into the Japanese-only Marvel cartoon.
That's the thing, because what happens is Bandai is the master company. Tamashii Nations is the development group, sculpting group, design group that makes all these figures for the SH Figure Arts line, and when Marvel is concerned, especially with the Iron Man 2, they only had they only grant them a small license to make them for a certain period of time in certain areas. And so when stuff like that comes out, it can be a mess. So when they add more to it, I'm kind of skeptical until I actually see the prototype figures at a show or something. Coincidentally, they're also doing figures for DC's Injustice video game, and they're trying to go the all die-cast route on those. So I'm wondering if that sort of, you know, attitude is going to spill over into their Marvel things. I haven't gotten any specifics on the Avengers Assembled ones, so in this case, you could actually enlighten me.
Well, these aren't Avengers Assembled. These are Marvel Disc Wars. Does that ring a bell?
Disc Wars.
Marvel Disc Wars, they're doing this Japanese-only series, which is going to be Avengers with Spider-Man and all of that, and they're coming out with Japanese-only toys, and Big Bad Toy Store did get them, and there only were 30 a figure, which was a lot less than I was paying for the Iron Man and the War Machine, and I wasn't quite sure.
What's the label on them? Because this is actually the first I've heard of them, but the price range, if they are SH Figure Arts, that sounds about what they would cost for most other properties. So I'm surprised to hear that they would be that cheap for a Marvel figure. But is it some other manufacturer?
It may not be Figure Arts. It's Bandai, though.
Yeah.
Bandai Japan.
Bandai is Japan. They put out everything.
They put out the Godzilla toys.
They put out, yeah.
And they actually don't look really super articulated. They're like 6-inch figures in a very hyper stylized fashion. It's almost like expensive Marvel Legends that won't ever ship in America. They're expected to ship in 2014. There's two lines going on. There's the 6-inch action figure line, which I ordered. Then there's also transforming iron discs, which are transformers of like Iron Man and Hulk that turn into triangular. They look like guitar picks.
Oh, okay. This is going down a whole new route now. See, like, when it's not Bandai, but another company, Takara, they make Transformers, and they have a long history of doing things like Transformers that turn into working iPod speakers, or even like a baseball cap, or into a shoe. You know, and they do nothing, but they just, you know, they turn into a miniature shoe. So I'm wondering if they're turning into a triangular thing.
Seriously, who transforms into a shoe?
The worst action figure ever.
Or the most useful? Break a heel? Change your toy.
Oh, okay. Now I see it. This Discworld, it's actually an animated show.
Yeah, that's going to debut in Japan. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, okay.
You know, that Captain America looks like a crossover between him and RoboCop.
Wow. These are... Yep. Yeah, you're right. It does. Looks like a cross between him, the new and the old RoboCop. But wow, that is... Wait, gee.
I have blown everybody's mind.
Wow. Yeah, that's... No. Oh, okay. I'm looking at two different things, because there's a Captain America that has the stand there, but then there's another Captain America that actually transforms into that stand, that triangular stand.
See? It's like a guitar pick.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
Now, granted, those cheaper ones look like Burger King toys, the ones that transform.
I only picked up one of those just to review on the show. I took one for the team on that.
Did you get Captain America? Or you get, because I'm looking at the actual figure one, and his head, I'm probably going to have to get this, and you will too. It looks a hell of a lot like the motorcycle Captain America from the 70s TV movies. Wow. Oh, this is great. Yep. Well, I look forward to seeing the show. Wow, Thor actually looks really cool.
Yeah, you'll have to see the show by probably, you know.
Online means, yeah. Cool.
Now I've spent some of Jeff's money. Turnabout.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, in all fairness, I really think you really will love these two figures a lot. I was really surprised because I wasn't, you know, when they first, you know, got announced, and you know, I know that Justin said that, you know, he wasn't really that interested in the Mark VI, and I was like that too. It's like, you know, come on, I don't need another Mark VI out of all this. But then, you know, I decided when they actually got them, and I decided to just get the both of them, and I really actually kind of think that the Mark VI is a little bit better than the War Machine. I mean, if you look at the, you know, without taking all the accessories that you can throw onto War Machine at once, I don't know, it's just something about, I guess to me, it's like, it's so impressive to me that I can, that this figure can make the Mark VI so much more interesting to me again, like, what, 3 years later? I think that's really remarkable.
Hey, but I have to admit, after listening to your review, I really got excited about that figure, and I have gone ahead and ordered one.
Yes.
So good job.
Three people. All right. Well, three and four now. I'm on a roll. Go buy them. They're cool.
So what about the other high-end companies? I've got to say, I've had this love-hate relationship with Sideshow in general this past year. I think that their products are so fantastic, and I've bought so many of them, and then had to work so hard to get them undamaged.
Yeah, we could do a whole year review of your issues just with Sideshow.
But they make great stuff. I mean, Jeff, what about that Galactus? Isn't he fantastic?
He is the best product they have ever released. I am so proud to have been able to work on editing photos for that, and I hope to never see it again. And man, thank you, Curtis. You helped me dodge a big bullet on those reshoots.
Did I go overboard on those photographs? Did I treat it like my first baby's birthday?
That's what I call it when he takes pictures. I ask if it's someone's first birthday.
It's understandable, though, because it was about maybe a few weeks afterward, I went into a comic store, and somebody was actually exchanging one of those that he had bought there.
Because it was broken?
Exactly. Except it was a massive break, like one of the legs was broken off, and I think the head, too. So I actually got to see it, you know, that and the new one firsthand there, you know, unboxing the new one to make sure everything was all right. And it really is stunning. That is a fantastic sculpture, and just the details and the painting alone, it really is beautiful. I just you know, it's the experience has been slightly sullied for me from image overload.
There were a lot of variants. That's the problem is I had to photograph him angry face with Nova, angry face with Surfer, angry face with no one, calm face with no one, calm face with Nova, calm face with Surfer.
And then about a 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when you got that the little lead figure, Silver Surfer, and you put him up on the other end, oh no, it's back.
I'm stalking you on Facebook.
I know you did. Hey, Jeff, I got this in. Check it out. Oh, you son of a...
But that is a really nice piece. I can't say it's worth the money. I mean, I don't know. Given that people need money for food and there's poverty in the nation, I don't know that I can ever truly say that a collectible is worth $800.
That was $800?
Remember, I got it half off.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of Sideshow reward points. And then earned a lot of Sideshow reward points. But their premium formats this year, too, have just been astounding. And Justin, I tried. I had everything so set up for you, Justin. You should have just bought that Deadpool that was at Midtown Comics instead of the Midas armor. Because I had worked your wife into getting you the Midas armor.
Yeah. Hindsight and all.
Merry Christmas. I had it all set up.
Yeah, I don't know what it is this year, but people trying to work for me behind my back has been kind of biting me in the ass lately. So,
because I honestly didn't think you'd bite on the Midas, you know, because you were saying you didn't have to have it. It wasn't movie authentic. So I was...
It was a perfect storm, Arnie. We talked about it, and next thing you know, it's available, and I'm sitting there at the computer, and I could get it, and I got caught up in the hype, and it's already in my hands. You know, that's the crazy thing. You know, if I would have pre-ordered it, and it would have been a 6 months, 7, 8 months type of wait, I might have rethought it and canceled that pre-order. But since they got it out and shipped it right away, I'm the proud owner of a Midas armor.
That's a great figure. You didn't go wrong.
Well, you know what it's doing? It's making me wish that I had the regular version of the Mark VI. Or is that the Mark VII armor?
Mark VII.
Mark VII, yeah. See, now I don't have a Mark VII, but I do. I have the gold-dipped version.
I just, not to get stuck on that, but the stand alone was so awesome on the Midas. I just wish it lit up. I was a little disappointed in that.
What do you guys think about those new stands that are supposed to ship in February, though? I'm really thinking about getting like a half dozen of those stands that you can pose in any given way and have flying figures and all that. They're so much cooler than the regular doll stand.
Yeah, they're inexpensive. I've already bought two.
Anything's cooler than a doll stand.
I mean, yeah, only 30 for a stand that can do all those different poses is not bad at all. They also have those display cases if you really want to, you know, treat one like a baseball.
Ooh, now you're giving me an idea. I'm going to start getting my Midas armor signed.
Yeah.
By the Yankees. I don't know why.
And then Kotobukiya, I think they had a good year this year. I picked up every fine art statue they did, but nothing coming out in 2014 is exciting me more than their ArtFX Plus statues that are coming with the entire Adi Granov line. I mean, $50 a statue, that is really affordable and just so wonderful sculpts. We have a friend who has bought all of the DC ArtFX Plus ones, and they're so gorgeously sculpted, I've thought about it, and I just can't wait to get the Marvel ones.
Well, they're such a cool style that doesn't look like anything else. You know, it's quite obviously Adi Granov's style, but I can't think of any other collectibles that have that perfect match between realism and comic likeness. And they just really nailed the artwork style in these sculpts.
Gentle Giant's been a weird one this year for me. I've picked up several mini busts just because they were, it was the hype. I mean, like we were talking in our gift show and I ended up getting the Iron Patriot mini bust to go with the Iron Man Mark VII mini bust. And they've done more of the mini busts. I've gotten Galactus, but I passed on so many others. But where do you guys stand on the Gentle Giant stuff? Did you ever get the Deadpool pencil holder, Justin?
That's the other one that I let slip by on opportunity. Because I felt like it was going to be one of those things that you could just pick up. And it was way hotter than I had anticipated. And then, again, a second chance. But it was the gray version. came around. So,
and you would have always felt like it was second best, huh?
And, you know, the customizer me would just look at that and be like, I'm going to paint it. I'm just going to paint it. There it is. I can just put some red paint on there and fix it. And then I would have had a ruined one, and I would have had nothing. So it's probably best that I didn't do the gray one. I'm hoping that's a re-release item at some point.
Yeah, I don't think it was limited, and they could.
But I still stay away from busts. I've never been a bust collector, and even though some of the things they do look really cool, it just, you know my rule, it looks like half a hot toy.
Didn't you get the Throg or no?
I did get Throg, but he's mini, and he goes along with Squirrel Pool.
Did you get Spider-Ham?
Spider-Ham I did not get. See, I can do that, and that's going to drive you nuts. I can have two of the three.
Well, now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas next year.
Yeah. You know, I say that, and I'm the one who was somewhat tempted by the Hot Toys versions of Iron Man busts.
But those are different, because you keep saying that it looks like he just took off the armor and hung it somewhere.
Right. But when you're taking a character and cutting him in half, it does not appeal to me.
I do want to give a shout out, though. I think the company of the year, for me, it's going to come out of left field, but the single best customer service experience I have had this year from anywhere. I mean, car dealerships, movie theaters, toy companies, restaurants.
Lawyers.
That was still this year, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
All of those have their own Marvel exclusives? That's amazing.
FX Collectibles. Do you guys remember the New York Comic Con exclusive shield badge we got?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great, great collectible. Do you guys remember Justin pointing out its mistake that our names were in uppercase? That may have been my fault. The instructions for getting those badges were long and very detailed, and I may have entered our whole names in uppercase, and they may have copied and pasted. I contacted their customer service department, and I went, guys, this could be my fault. This could be your fault. I don't know whose fault it is, but it's now really, really bugging me that my names are uppercase. They shipped me, free of charge, new cards, case corrected.
Nice. They are awesome.
And they said, stop yelling at us.
How cool is that? I mean, Sideshow says we broke his stuff and goes, that's not broken enough for an exchange. FX Collectibles, I go, this could be mine. Oh, don't listen. We're going to take care of you. We want you to be happy.
That's how you run customer service.
Yeah, that is cool. Did they fix the two different shield logos at all? Did they make them face the same way?
Or that is Disney demanded. We had a discussion with them because I was talking with them at New York Comic Con when we picked them up. I'm like, there's a lot of different logos. And they're like, Disney has it. This logo is to be used on vehicles. This logo is to be used on this. This logo is to be used on that. There are handbooks about SHIELD logo usage.
Wow.
And these are all official SHIELD logos, and they had to use the ones they had to use. They also couldn't let us change our ranks again. I think I mentioned this. We have to be agent because it's a replica Phil Coulson badge, and we may change the photo and we may change the name, but if you change that rank, it's not Phil Coulson anymore.
Well, you know, if you want, as a side thing you can do, and you know, one effective thing that you have, if you go to the Agents of SHIELD website, you can make your own badge there, and you can, you know, put your name however you want, and you can choose like six different types of, you know, whether you're an agent or a specialist or whatever, and then the company will actually print that out for you and mail it to you, and you could just slip it into the wallet.
They also came out with that Thor hammer this year. It is hefty. It is nice. I just am not a big enough Thor enthusiast to buy it. If it was the Captain America shield, I'd probably be all over it. So kudos, FX Collectibles. You get the Marvelicious Toys Company of the Year for outstanding customer service.
Should we make them an award or a certificate to send to them? I can get a trophy.
What about a Lucite?
A Lucite? We can order one and send them one.
Can we give them the award for an outstanding achievement in the field of excellence?
I think we need to send them an award.
FX was also responsible for the replica Coulson trading cards too, huh?
Yes, and the replica posters.
Very nice. Kind of quietly out there putting out some cool stuff.
Yeah, it's funny that their low-end stuff, I'm picking it all up, and the higher-end stuff I admire. I just, you know, the Iron Man helmet I would consider more than the Thor helmet. It just, I'm not into Thor, and that doesn't look like he just took it off and set it there. It just looks a little odd.
Yeah.
And it's not their sculpting. I mean, they have great craftsmanship. It's just the helmet itself.
Yeah, the helmet is something that's like, if you're going to buy that, I think you got to be legally required to wear it everywhere.
Then you run the risk of being that lady from the movie Trekkies, the commander.
I haven't seen that movie, but I did used to go to Star Trek conventions, so I probably know who you're talking about, or someone like her.
And, you know, speaking of New York Comic Con, I really have to say that the conventions this year have been really great times. New York Comic Con, C2E2, San Diego Comic Con. C2E2 really blew me away this year with the game they brought. I mean, even more than New York Comic Con, it seemed a little bit more organized. It seemed a little bit better run. New York Comic Con, I almost think they grew too fast.
A little bit. And I was frustrated that Javits wasn't big enough for the crowds and they didn't have a good layout. Like, they did something really neat this year where you had to tap in and tap out with your badge, which is great. And I thought bottlenecks would be there. No, it just created bottlenecks at other locations because there was no traffic flow anywhere. And I don't know if you guys have been to Javits in New York, but it's a disjointed convention center. Like, there's stuff on the first floor, second floor, and then you have to go down, then back up.
It's almost M.C. Escher.
Yeah, it's a very weird convention center, and I think it's made to have numerous conventions instead of just big, large ones going on at the same time. I did get a little angry a few times.
I had trouble finding things as my problem. If I had to go to a room, and I rarely went to panels there, but when the few times I had to, it was a real hunt to figure out where to go.
Well, that's because they were like in the loading dock. Like, the meeting rooms were down in this cement, like, cave.
But they had tremendous guests. I mean, being New York, in addition to just tons of Marvel people, Dan Slott didn't do hardly any other conventions that year. He was there. Peter David. So many people got to meet all the artists there. But C2E2 was just a great time. I think I prefer C2E2 to New York Comic Con, though I plan on hopefully going to both again next year. And then, of course, San Diego. And Jeff, I hear you're going to be joining us at San Diego this time?
I'm trying to, actually. It's kind of a crime that I live so close and I don't go. But, I mean, this year, I mean, I got to go. I mean, there's so much going on this year across the board. I mean, I can't think of a single property that I'm into that doesn't have representation coming up this year. I mean, for God's sake, there's even a Godzilla movie coming out.
So, yes.
So I have to ask you, Jeff, will you be the one who pushes us past the fulcrum and we finally go to see superhero strippers?
I thought you had already done that.
No, something always happens.
Oh, every year we talk about it and every year it doesn't.
Damn it, we're going in 2014, guys. I got to see some superhero boobs.
Well, that's cool. Well,
I can make that happen without.
I think I probably just weirded him out.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, all right. So this is the year, guys. Mark our words. It won't happen.
But if it does, we'll have a full photo gallery up on the Marvelicious Toy web forums.
You must not go to strip clubs. They don't let you take photos.
Oh.
Sorry.
What? What's the point? No, I'm kidding.
It's just the lap dance.
That's the point.
We'll have to get a courtroom stenographer, a courtroom artist, have them draw our experience for us in pastels.
At a Comic-Con this year was a blast. That's what took Marjorie's money on Play Imaginative.
Yes.
Comic-Con was fun this year, you know.
There were great collectibles there, and I really do need to get more of those displayed because there were so many of them there. But, I mean, also, the thing about collecting is honestly the community. Talking to you guys, getting to hang out with Barrent and Justin and Chev and everyone at the con that we've just, you know, the people who we only get to see at conventions and just hang out and talk toys for
if we all days. Hung out not at a convention, what would we do? Stand on the concrete driveway with backpacks on? I don't know what I mean. I guess we could sit around drinking beer. We're pretty good at that.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Yeah. There's a lot of drinking at Comic-Con, Jeff, so get your liver in order now. All
right.
Start training.
That's okay. I'm already well in that game.
Okay.
So let's close this out, guys. What is your favorite acquisition of the past year? Looking back on 2013, what is the one toy, collectible, hot toy, new, old, the thing you bought this year that you would be hard-pressed to part with? Shane, start with you.
Well, for me, it would be the hot toy Hulk. I mean, just a phenomenal addition to my collection. I love the way they did everything on it. I just wish they would have put Bruce Banner out with the Hulk in the first run, or changed up the jeans in the second run, something different to show that you got it the first time around. But for me, it's the Hulk.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that double dip. Marjorie, what about you?
My favorite item?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at him.
Is it what I think it is?
Rocket Raccoon plushie, who I cuddled all through the streets of New York on the way back to our hotel.
That took some doing to get, too. That was, honestly, Old Man Logan, anything. I would say that Rocket Raccoon is the Marvel collectible that was most difficult to obtain.
I waited in line, 2 hours on my own? You were an hour, right?
An hour and a half.
And I had a blast with the guys in line around me. One of them was British. We were having a great time making fun of people. And they took a great photo of me when I got up to the cash register because I didn't think you'd believe me that I was finally there. And then they totally screwed you at the Marvel booth because they didn't have the forethought to bring bags for people to carry their crap in.
That happened. No, they just don't. It's not forethought. They just don't believe in bags. Have I told this story about how I was at San Diego Comic-Con and I had left all of the bags? You know, you get these big backpack bags. I'd left them. And so I actually realized they had no bags at the Marvel booth. I was getting a bunch of Old Man Logans and some comics. And so I had to start offering people around me $10 and finally $20 to buy their Comic-Con bag that they got for free 5 minutes earlier. And then I could just walk outside and get another one of. And then people told me no, they wouldn't sell for $20. And finally, somebody with a brain went, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to make vests and suits out of those bags.
Oh, God, yeah. People love to do that, don't they?
Jeff, what was your favorite acquisition this year?
Well, yeah, definitely it's the SH figure watch Iron Man. And I'm just going to go ahead and between the two of them, I still have to give it a little bit more. I'm going to have to say the Mark VI, because maybe from the time that I found out about these and from the time they were released and from the time I actually got them, for this figure to impress me so much after all this time about an armor that's, you know, 2-3 years old now, I just can't stress enough how much that is. I mean, it's even messing up my ability to speak. Figure is that good. I'm so used now to, you know, from other, you know, Japanese properties of this type of figure, and to have it made in that style, and it just, everything about it just comes out so right. I mean, I hold it in my hand, and it's, you know, it's got a good heft, good feel to it. I set it down. I'm just setting it down on the edge of my bed, just standing. It's standing right up. It's balanced. It's fantastic. It's so well made. And I feel perfectly happy not having to venture into the Hot Toys arena to get that level of quality.
For me, it may sound like I'm sucking up, but I swear to God, I'm not. It's got to be the Mego figures Marjorie gave me for my birthday.
Oh, I thought you were going to suck up to someone else.
Surprise sucking up.
Yeah.
I mean, they just take me back to my childhood so much, and I have them on display here in the office, and they just are so retro cool and fun that I do think they are the standout acquisition of the year. If we go outside of gift arena, probably Galactus. But as far as everything just obtained this year, those Migos are just so much fun. And
I love that you didn't get it either when I gave them to you.
Yeah, I was drunk and depressed. I was getting old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that was impressive work with the bags.
He still didn't get that it was the Avengers when he opened them, though. He was staring at all four of the Avengers, the real Avengers, and didn't get that it was a theme set.
Need to check you for color blindness, Arnie.
Not blind, I'm oblivious. There's a difference.
Color oblivious.
Justin, what did you...
Actually, mine was, surprisingly enough, the Sabretooth figure from the Wolverine Legend. No, I'm just kidding. This is where I would love to say play imaginative, but as we talked about earlier, it just did not happen this year. But in that same vein, 6 inches where my bread is buttered. You know, I've always been a Legends guy, and I kind of have to echo what Jeff said. You know, I don't have the Mark VI in my hand, but the War Machine from Figuarts is one of the most impressive action figures I've ever held in my hand. You know, for all the reasons Jeff pointed out, it's got a ton of accessories. We reviewed this figure to death. I mean, it's a mini Hot Toy without light-up features. It's just incredible. And if they do more, I'll probably pick them up. So yeah, War Machine is by far my favorite thing I bought this year.
Well, guys, I think that's it for our year in review. Given that it's January 1st, we can sing Auld Lang Syne and look forward to another great year of doing it all again. And so there's one last thing I need to kind of toot my own horn about. I had a New Year's collecting resolution last year when we did this, and it was to buy less crap. And I am so proud to say I have done so.
Really?
Wait, monetarily or tonnage?
I'm not saying I've bought less. That was never my...
Yes, it was. It was absolutely your resolution to buy less crap.
No, right, but not buy less overall.
Oh.
I took the money that I would have spent on crap and spent it on premium format figures and Egg Attack figures and mini-mates and cool things and less Black Widow slap bands and Zurbaz and...
and bubble bath.
Yes, the bubble bath that I'm still trying to use up.
Well, you didn't come out of it unscathed, though. I mean, there are a few things that come to mind, like those little wind-up Hulk and Spidey things, you know, look like Burger King toys or look like Hulk's taking a giant dump. You found those for like $5 at Target?
In my defense, I didn't buy those.
Okay, but, well, I mean, you and Margie are a team. But
we ended up giving those to my niece and nephew as a gift.
Okay. Let's see. You got your ultimate. You did buy a Titan. You have that ultimate Spidey Titan figure.
True.
That was the first one to come out.
True. That was again. I didn't buy it. Marjorie did.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, don't be pinning this on me.
How about Spider Pods?
Not me.
I'm really still liking the Spider Pods.
Okay.
You can
get those now at Marshall's for like $4.
I'm not saying I didn't lose some money on that, but I did go to Kohl's over the holidays to get their exclusive set with the last 10 exclusive Spider-Pod figures. Photos coming your way soon, Jeff.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, in that case.
But all right. I may have to give you a point on that one because they're just, it's filling the squinky hole. Anything else, Jeff?
Yes. I thought we were just going down to, I got a list here. We've got,
hear my resolution of that as I send you photos?
So you got the Iron Man 3 micro mugs, which I'm sorry. I can't look at those as anything but trash. I know that they're cute, but really that line peaked with the mini mugs. You know, the ones that you could actually still pose a little bit, had movable arms and, you know, little guns and stuff.
Ooh, I may have to give you that point too. I may have to say that.
I love that he has a list.
Spider pods and micro mugs. I'm still getting the Avengers micro mug set, but I may have to agree that they are crap.
Yep. Choco treasures.
Oh, snap!
Not only are those crap, and I must admit they're crap, but I also ate way too much chocolate during that period.
I took him to work and somebody harvested the toys for me.
Do you remember many cases you bought?
I believe it was 3.
5.
Ooh.
This has turned into a roast. I love it. Jeff, we need to have you on more often.
No, see, what happened is, like about, it was maybe April or May, and he brought it up again. I thought, wait a minute, but I thought I just heard that he bought this. And then so I went back a couple episodes, and like I would listen to a couple things. I just looked in the photo galleries to see what he put in there. I go, okay, yeah, that qualifies as trash. And so it's not a long list. It's like just 20 things. You got the Marvel Chibis. You got...
Chibis. Which ones are the Chibis?
Those are the ones. Well, you also,
that was this year.
Well, see, those are Marvel ones, but then you also bought the Avengers box set of Chibis at Target.
Mm-hmm. Is this uncomfortable? He's kind of squirmy, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
No, this is great. I love it.
A couple things here. We got the.
It's never been laid bare like this.
Mm-mm.
We got the Hulk and Spider-Man Easter egg busts that you bought for, I think they were like, you know, $2 each or so at some, you know, discount store.
Those were a gift.
Oh, okay. And then finally, 20 packs of noggins. Noggins. What the? Noggins.
He has the most chagrined look on his face, and he's turning red.
I'll step up to the plate for you, Arnie. I end up going all in on noggins, too, when they went on clearance at Walgreens.
Oh, you son of a... All right. Got to start up next year. I'll have to do a list for Justin.
But not Justin doesn't admit. Justin doesn't admit it as readily as the thing. I didn't know Justin went all in on Noggins.
I think I admitted it on a show at one point, but yeah.
The Noggins. Okay. All right. But my New Year's resolution wasn't buy no crap, was it?
It wasn't.
It was buy it was less buy crap. Less.
So if you want, we can go back to the 2012 year and see how much you bought that year. And if it's more, then great, we'll all celebrate.
I'm pretty sure it was more that year. Yeah, because sure that, I put it all on display. That is the year of the chibis that they don't stand up and I have them falling all over my game room. And that was the year of the Zerbas, or which as they were then known, Heroics. And I do think I've bought less crap. I think I should now, based upon this information, renew that New Year's resolution to again buy even less crap.
And to be fair, I have bought a lot of crap myself too. I mean, remember, was it last year or so when I bought all of those Avengers Hero Clicks and sent you pictures of them saying, hey, you should pick these up. And you had the fortitude to not pick them up.
That's because those often require work and they're also bendy.
I was very tempted by the Kick-Ass 2 Hero Clicks, though. I mean, they had really...
You have this thing for Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And?
All right.
So, guys, any resolutions yourself for this year?
I resolved to buy more crap.
You can take up, you can pick up where I leave off. I will send you a black sheet. You can take all the photos. You'll be known as taking it for the team, Jeff.
Ooh. That could be read the wrong way. So.
Not taking it from the team, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Whew.
Shane, anything you want to do differently in the next year?
Gosh, I wish I had something, but you know, I'm really kind of a finicky buyer when it comes to stuff. I did go all in on the mini mugs, the Iron Man mini mugs, but other than that, I'm you know, really kind of simplistic when it comes to figures. And but I am all in on the Hot Toys. I'm just hoping that all these things get released that we've ordered.
Justin,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, not purposefully, but I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot more shopping online this year than toy runs. And that's just kind of happening naturally anyway. It feels like to get most of these things, we're ordering cases and they're not showing up at retail. So if anything, it'll be to spend less gas money and more in shipping, I guess.
I'm going to make one additional resolution. It's going to be rough on me. I'm going to...
You can get a photo editor who isn't going to burn you at the roast. Ay, ay, ay.
Actually, no. I think I need more photo editors who keep me honest. But I think I may try to resolve to play the longer game and cool less toys.
No! We need you! that could be scary.
The entire close call I had with the Midas armor, it kind of opened my eyes.
Yeah, that was extreme cooling.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for this year in review. I can't wait till we get to start again. And, you know, it's a new year, so we don't have to look at the sins of the past or the crap bought in the past. We can move forward and reset the clock on the amount of crap I may have right now to bought. So we will be back in just a couple of weeks, and...
Sure, there'll be plenty to talk about.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancements by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett. Marvelicious website designed by Jason. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars Collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
I picked that up. You know what I can't find? Is the bobbling version. They claimed a bobbling version would come out. I have been going to comic stores and Barnes and Nizobles everywhere, and just they're all the firm heads.
Did Snoop Dogg buy Barnes and Noble?
Yes!
I was going to say, are your Barnes and Nobles like way more hip than ours are?
They are. They've got a gold grill in front. And they change their name like all the time. Like, I think it's Barnes Lion now. I'm not sure. We've always called it the Niz because Snoop Dogg shops there. It's Barnes and Nizobles, so we go with the Niz. We have our own language. Don't you have your own language with your spouse too, Justin?
For shiz.
See?
Only our language just happens to be gangster rap.
Come on, Boo. Let's finish this.
We are so white.
Insert white and nerdy here.
I think we just did. But I mean, if that's the level of type of stuff that they can do, stop snickering. I hear you snickering. At least I hope you're snickering. Never mind.
Sounded more like a moan.
Oh, okay. I thought someone was just
loud. Green Lantern.
Yeah, because I mean, like, ever since then, you know, have you ever noticed, like, ever since that movie, nobody wants to put the word green in the title of anything anymore? You know, so, but anyway.
I did send them an email to ask, where's my shit?
I hope you phrased it just like that.
I did. Yo, where's my shit?
Again, we're white.
Did you get all up in their grill?
I got all up in their grill at the Niz, yo!
Because they're just, it's filling the squinky hole.
Wait, no, we should, you know, we lost some licensees this year.
Wait.
I think we just found the episode title.
Okay, continue.
You know what? Maybe that should be the website title. Marvelicious Toys, filling the squinky hole since 2009. See,
we almost went two whole episodes without Arnie walking into one.
Let's see.
Our game's off, Justin. We got extra people. It's hard.
I know it.